Part 1.
You'll hear an interview with Trina Trevose, a pop singer who is only 15. Choose the best answer, A, B or C.
Trina, you're 15 and you've just come back from America where you've been making records. What was it like?
It was wonderful. I had the 6-week school summer holidays and, you know, went over there for a month and then started school again.
What did your classmates at school think?
Well, I just told close friends what I was doing in the States. And I thought, well, if the records were successful, then I'd tell everyone.
And they were successful.
Right. And my friends were very good about it. Not envious or anything.
Did you like being in the USA?
Oh, yes. Most of the time it was great. The people are so friendly.
Did you manage to write any songs there?
Well, yeah, I did. Most of the stuff I'd done in England had been about the people closest to me. You know, Mum, Dad, my sister.
Mm.
They weren't with me in the States. And although I missed them, and silly things like the rain in England and fish and chips, being surrounded with new faces gave me lots of material for my songs.
Now, your home in England is a long way from London.
Yes, about as far as you can get.
So, is it easy to get into the music business if you live that far away? Don't you have to be in London, or near a big city at least?
No. We did play in London once, but we were actually approached at a local concert, so I don't think it's impossible to get noticed anywhere. There are lots of record companies looking for bands, and they do go quite a long way from the cities to find them. I was lucky with my band, and there have been other bands like us that have been lucky as well, so you don't have to come from a huge city to be discovered.
Now, in the USA, you did a song with someone who was a star when I was your age, David Pearson, and you hadn't any idea who he was.
No, it was embarrassing, actually, but he was a really pleasant guy.
Yeah?
He was recording an album in the same studio, and he had this song that he needed someone to sing with him. And he asked me, and I was only too delighted to do it.
But that wasn't the only famous star you worked with in the States, was it?
No, there was Lance Lakatoff.
But you had heard of him?
Yes, he's a bit of a hero of mine, in fact.
And you were in his TV series?
Yes.
And what was that like?
It was a really good experience. I hadn't done anything like that before. And they filmed us for 3 or 4 days, you know, and that was the end of it. Or so I thought. But they'd made some mistakes, which was such a shame, because I had to go back to the USA.
Oh!
I came home to England, and then they phoned up and said they had some bad camera work, etc., and had to fly all the way back and do it again.
Actually, in the USA, your record did well, but not here in England. Why is that?
Because you've never been able to get it over here in Britain. The record companies never had any arrangements to sell their records in Britain, so it's always just been the USA, which is nice in a way.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's good to come home and get away from it.
But is it that the company don't think your style will appeal over here?
No, it's purely the fact they don't operate over here. But the company's just been sold and the new company does operate over here. So maybe they will release the record.
So, where do you see your career going? Will you go back to the States?
Well, not for a while, I shouldn't think, as I have another 2 years at school here in England.
Hmm.
I know my school friends are thinking of college, but I'm not sure that's for me, even to do music. Then my agent has been trying to persuade me to do it full time, and my parents say it's up to me, but I'm happy to wait a while before that happens. I can still write, after all. In fact, one of my songs is in the American charts at the moment, but sung by someone else.
Well, the best of luck, Trina. And
now here's... Now listen again.
Trina, you're 15 and you've just come back from America where you've been making records. What was it like?
It was wonderful. I had the 6-week school summer holidays and, you know, went over there for a month and then started school again.
What did your classmates at school think?
Well, I just told close friends what I was doing in the States. And I thought, well, if the records were successful, then I'd tell everyone.
And they were successful.
Right. And my friends were very good about it. Not envious or anything.
Did you like being in the USA?
Oh, yes. Most of the time it was great. The people are so friendly.
Did you manage to write any songs there?
Well, yeah, I did. Most of the stuff I'd done in England had been about the people closest to me. You know, Mum, Dad, my sister.
Mm.
They weren't with me in the States. And although I missed them, and silly things like the rain in England and fish and chips, being surrounded with new faces gave me lots of material for my songs.
Now, your home in England is a long way from London.
Yes, about as far as you can get.
So, is it easy to get into the music business if you live that far away? Don't you have to be in London or near a big city at least?
No. We did play in London once, but we were actually approached at a local concert, so I don't think it's impossible to get noticed anywhere. There are lots of record companies looking for bands, and they do go quite a long way from the cities to find them. I was lucky with my band, and there have been other bands like us that have been lucky as well, so you don't have to come from a huge city to be discovered.
Now, in the USA, you did a song with someone who was a star when I was your age, David Pearson, and you hadn't any idea who he was.
No, it was embarrassing, actually, but he was a really pleasant guy.
Yeah?
He was recording an album in the same studio, and he had this song that he needed someone to sing with him. And he asked me, and I was only too delighted to do it.
But that wasn't the only famous star you worked with in the States, was it?
No, there was Lance Lakatoff.
But you had heard of him?
Yes, he's a bit of a hero of mine, in fact.
And you were in his TV series?
Yes.
And what was that like?
It was a really good experience. I hadn't done anything like that before. And they filmed us for 3 or 4 days, you know, and that was the end of it. Or so I thought. But they'd made some mistakes, which was such a shame, because I had to go back to the USA.
Oh!
I came home to England, and then they phoned up and said they had some bad camera work, etc., and had to fly all the way back and do it again.
Actually, in the USA, your record did well, but not here in England. Why is that?
Because you've never been able to get it over here in Britain. The record company's never had any arrangements to sell their records in Britain, so it's always just been the USA, which is nice in a way.
Why'd you say that?
Well, it's good to come home and get away from it.
But is it that the company don't think your style will appeal over here?
No, it's purely the fact they don't operate over here. But the company's just been sold and the new company does operate over here, so maybe they will release the record.
So, where do you see your career going? Will you go back to the States?
Well, not for a while, I shouldn't think, as I have another 2 years at school here in England. I know my school friends are thinking of college, but I'm not sure that's for me, even to do music. Then my agent has been trying to persuade me to do it full time, and my parents say it's up to me, but I'm happy to wait a while before that happens. I can still write, after all. In fact, one of my songs is in the American charts at the moment, but sung by someone else.
Well, the best of luck, Trina. And now here's Trina's...
Part 2.
You will hear Sarah Brown talking about her work as a television weather forecaster.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown, and I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, and 2 years ago I became the head of the weather department. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department, which has a staff of 11. At 30 years old, I'm the youngest ever head of weather, and the first woman to do the job. Since our news and weather service goes out all round the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer that to doing the show when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I study data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to learn what I have to say, but fortunately, I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. My husband and I try to have the same free days, but neither of us has a regular pattern of work. He's a pilot on long-distance flights, so although he works hard, he has a lot more time at home than I do. We moved to our present house about a year ago, and he's enjoying painting it. I took up flying as a hobby 5 years ago. I hope to get my pilot's license this year, but because of the job, I haven't been to the flying school for ages. For exercise, I swim and ski, and I like running. I'm really proud of myself for running in the London Marathon. It's a 40-kilometre race and I never thought I could manage it. My husband plays tennis and we sometimes play together, but he's better than me, so I never win. Because I'm on World News, people sometimes recognise me in really distant places. Once, in an Indian village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I get some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day. People occasionally even write and ask me to marry them.
Now listen again.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown, and I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, and 2 years ago I became the head of the weather department. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department, which has a staff of 11. At 30 years old, I'm the youngest ever head of weather and the first woman to do the job. Since our news and weather service goes out all round the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer that to doing the show when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I study data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to learn what I have to say, but fortunately I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. My husband and I try to have the same free days, but neither of us has a regular pattern of work. He's a pilot on long-distance flights, so although he works hard, he has a lot more time at home than I do. We moved to our present house about 1 year ago, and he's enjoying painting it. I took up flying as a hobby 5 years ago. I hope to get my pilot's license this year, but because of the job, I haven't been to the flying school for ages. For exercise, I swim and ski, and I like running. I'm really proud of myself for running in the London Marathon. It's a 40-kilometre race, and I never thought I could manage it. My husband plays tennis, and we sometimes play together, but he's better than me, so I never win. Because I'm on World News, people sometimes recognise me in really distant places. Once, in an Indian village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I get some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day. People occasionally even write and ask me to marry them.